This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Wednesday, September 24th, brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. Good morning, I'm Jeff Downey. Here's today's headlines. Trump at UNGA. Lawmakers push for fair rural health disbursements, and USDA defends Taiwan export numbers. Trump needles Europe over potential Russian tariffs. President Donald Trump used his appearance at the United Nations General Assembly in New York yesterday to cudgel the European Union into mirroring U.S. tariffs on countries buying Russian energy. The United States is fully prepared to impose a very strong round of powerful tariffs, Trump said. The comments echoed those he and other officials made earlier this month, in which they called for new duties on China and India over their continued purchases of Russian oil. For those tariffs to be affected, European nations would have to join us in adopting the exact same measures, Trump added. The president also raised the EU's ongoing purchases of Russian energy when he sat down with European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen later in the day. Now, take note, in a new analysis, Atlantic Council Deputy Director Charles Litchfield notes that Trump's ask that Europe weaponize its trade policy is unlikely palatable to EU leaders. It is against their interest to be seen as so dependent on the U.S. that they have no say in their commercial relations with India and with China, Litchfield writes. Lawmakers seek equitable allocation of rural house hospital funding. 10 Republican House members are urging the Department of Health and Human Services to ensure $50 billion program for rural hospitals goes specifically to rural health care providers. In a letter, the lawmakers also are asking for the fair distribution of funds regardless of political affiliation. The lawmakers are from states with Democratic governors. During the approval process of state applications, we urge HHS and CMS to ensure funds are distributed to rural communities with the greatest need, making rural America healthy again, regardless of political affiliation, they said. The lawmakers include Representatives Dan Newhouse and Michael Baumgartner of Washington, David Valadeo and Doug LaMalfa, and Jay Obernolte of California, Pete Stauber, Brand Fedstead, and Michelle Fishback of Minnesota, Juan Siskamani of Arizona, and Gabe Evans of Colorado. USDA gives details on new export promotion funding. The Department of Agriculture will launch a new trade promotion program with funding Congress allocated in the One Big Beautiful Bill Act signed in July. The department also has plans to create a new type of trade mission. Beginning in fiscal 2026, the $285 million in additional trade promotion spending Congress authorized will go to launching the America First Trade Promotion Program, USDA says. As part of a three-pronged approach to boosting farm exports, USDA also plans to launch supplemental trade missions focused on the idea of reciprocal trade. Trade reciprocity for U.S. manufacturers and producers missions, or Trump missions, will maximize high-return, low-risk agricultural export prospects, USDA says. The department also plans what it describes as a more muscular approach to export financing. Advancing these programs as supplements to our existing programs ensures the health, prosperity, and security of rural America, our farmers, ranchers, and producers, says USDA Undersecretary for Trade Luke Lindbergh. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this. Daybreak is sponsored by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative, the third largest dairy co-op in the country. Edge is a powerful advocate in Washington for farmers throughout the upper Midwest. Dairy has reached a crossroads. The time for change is now. As more milk is moving outside the federal milk marketing order system, we need to ensure basic protections remain in place for the farmer, such as timely payments and third-party verification. Ed says it's time to provide these protections to all dairy farmers. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. U.S. Department of Agriculture defends Taiwan export figures. A USDA spokesperson sought to clarify comments from Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins last week, touting opportunities for increased exports to Taiwan after it sparked confusion. Rollins said in a post to X that Taiwan had committed to $10 billion in U.S. agriculture buys over the next 4 years, including soybeans, corn, wheat, and beef. X users quickly pointed out that Taiwan already buys more U.S. ag products than that over a four-year period. A USDA spokesperson told AgriPulse that the $10 billion figure refers to Taiwan's, quote, total purchase commitment over the next 4 years. The spokesperson disagreed with the characterization that this would represent a slowdown in ag exports, however. Taiwan previously purchased $1.9 billion of U.S. soybeans, corn, wheat, and beef, the spokesperson said. Accordingly, the spokesperson argued the $10 billion in purchases of just those commodities would represent a 25% increase over historical levels. RIF issue returns to judge. Federal agency reorganization plans could be reviewed by a court after a ruling from the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals in San Francisco. The appeals court remanded to the district court the matter of whether the agency RIF and reorganization plans, the ARRPs, should be filed in court. The Trump administration expected to continue to oppose the plaintiffs' efforts to have them submitted. U.S. District Judge Susan Ilson ruled in May that the Trump administration cannot carry out the RIF, but the Supreme Court stayed her injunction. The Ninth Circuit brief order says its denial of the government's request to quash the discovery request accords with the longstanding presumption that district courts have broad latitude to control discovery matters. EU strikes trade deal with Indonesia. Indonesia and European Union inked a trade deal after almost a decade of negotiations. Both sides aim to ratify the agreement by 2027. Why it matters? Well, the pact includes protections for 221 EU geographic indicators, according to a summary from the European Commission. The deal will eventually eliminate over 98% of tariffs, the summary says. Among the European sectors set to enjoy tariff-free access are processed foods, most dairy products and meat products. COPA and COGECA, which represent EU farmers and cooperatives, said they would hold off on endorsing the deal until the text has been released. Rural vet listing sessions planned. USDA will hold two sessions next week to hear from stakeholders on the shortage of rural veterinarians. The events are from 3 to 4 on September 29th and 30th. To register, you can go to agripulse.com for more information. USDA recently released a strategy to address the lack of rural vets, a long-standing problem caused in part by the high cost of veterinary school. A low percentage of veterinary school students come from rural areas or express interest in rural practice. An even lower percentage of recent veterinary school graduates enter into production animal medicine, the Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service said in announcing the listing sessions. These are concerning trends and exacerbate the rural veterinary shortage. Here's today's final word. Our market development programs are bringing the bounty of American agriculture to people around the world, helping millions of hardworking American farmers, ranchers, and producers connect their safe, high-quality products with growing export markets. That USDA Undersecretary for Trade, Luke Lindbergh, announcing $8.3 million in new funding to help specialty crop producers boost foreign sales. Well, that's Daybreak for this Wednesday, September 24th, brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Chap Daly.